Tonight's Shir Simin Yud, Sif Aleph through He. Simin Yud, Dine Kanfois HaTalis. The halachas of the corners of the talis, Sif Aleph. Talis She'ein La'Arba Kanafos Patur. A garment that doesn't have four corners does not require tzitzis. Yesh La'yos Simi'Arba Chayavis, if it has more than four corners, it does require tzitzis. V'Oysa La'Arba Tzitzis Ba'Arba Kanafeha. You're only going to put tzitzis on four of the corners, so you take the four corners that furthest apart from each other, and that's where you will put the tzitzis strings. A garment that doesn't have four corners does not require tzitzis. Whether it was made without four corners, or whether it was made with four corners, and then it cut one of the corners to make it round. So now it doesn't have four corners. In such a case, it's exempt from tzitzis. If kan beis petura, b'vor b'kor, this is clear in the pasuk. D'chsiv al arba kanfos kesuscho. The pasuk says on the four corners of your garment. V'dashina b'sifri, the sifri explains, arba v'lo shalosh. It has to have four corners, not three. More than four corners does have tzitzis, because it says Hashar Techase, which you're covered in. We're not going to say the opposite, that Hashar Techase is including three corners and Arba Kanfas Kesuscho is excluding five and more. Shebechal Chamesh Arba, Ve'em Bechal Shalosh Arba, because when you have five, there's four there. When you have three, you don't have four there. V'lav Davka Baas Chamesh, and it's not just five. Who are the Bas Chesh, Reshev? You could have a garment with six, seven, eight corners. Makes no difference. Once it's a minimum of four corners, it's required tzitzis.
What's considered a corner?
I was thinking of that. How round? How close?
90 degrees or close to 90 degrees is considered a corner. So we'll see. Kan Gimel. Chayeves. If there's more than four corners, it's a mechuyev and tzitzis. The Yesh Poitrin, some exempt if it's more than four corners. Don't make a garment with five or six, because there's a sheet that holds. There is no drasha to marba, five corners. The kasapim egadim, the das ha-poitin, those that are potter, oisan talisus ketanim shalonu, our talis katan, sheyesh beis ha-savar, that has an opening by the neck, why aren't those additional corners? And now your garment has more than four corners, and it's not mechuyev and tzitzis. So he says, mikol makom rov sasa. The fact is, by the neck, it's a minority that's opened, so we're not going to consider that as a corner. However, in eresh rov pesuach, if in fact the majority of the neck opening, the neck opening is a majority of the beged, then yase bekolner she'os machayotim kesas ogol. Make sure that the collar, the area around the neck, is rounded. So what happens is we have today, some dalt kanfis have a very wide area for the neck, and the taka rounded. You have other dalt kanfis that it's nothing but like a T that's cut out with flaps. So it's like a V. So on those, we taka make sure that the amount of material on either side of the opening is larger than the slit for the neck. And I've made this test many times. You take the shoulder part and you fold it over the neck opening, and it's more than the neck opening on both sides, because there you do have corners. You see very clearly corners on that T cut of the neck. So since the majority is considered sasum, we don't deal with that corner as being a corner.
Either corner on either side on its own has to be...
It's a majority. Yeah. We make it that each side is larger than the pesuach. That either side is larger than the opening. Sifkan dalt. The arba, if you have more than four corners, then you put on four of the many corners. If you made tzitzis on five corners, then you have a bal tosef issue. You put on another corner. You're supposed to put four. You put five. That's bal tosef. If I cut off one of the sets of tzitzis, kshera. That will be okay. But make sure the ones that remain are the four most distant corners from each other. So, if when you make it, you make it in the psul, and now it becomes kosher. So we had this example in Hilchos Sukkah. To put up schach and then make walls is possible, tasman asui. But if I put up walls and then schach, and then the wall gets blown down, and it's the chizuk is possible now, and I put the wall back up, then this is kasha. I tasman asui. Tez says, no, that's only when you made it bepsul. So if it's here, the problem is every next year it's baltoisif. So you got rid of baltoisif. That doesn't make it made bepsul. Sivkan hey, hamuchakos yoser. So when you have more than four corners, you'd find the four furthest corners. The whole shot is, it's a svar. It makes sense to take the corners that are the most obvious more than the rest. Some say it's a din Torah. Everyone should be strict if possible. But let's say you did make the strings on a corner that's closer to the next corner. And it's really not feasible to repair. Like it's time to daven. And if I'm going to fix it now and take it off and put it back on, I'll miss davening. It's not a problem. You could rely on those who are mekel, and you can make a brocha as well. Sif beis. Yesh la arba. If the garment had four corners, v'chotach echad ba'alachson v'aso shnayim, and then I cut a corner on an angle, and basically it was a 90 degree angle corner, and I cut it 45 degrees on a side, right? Cut on the angle. V'aso shnayim, that's two. Hainasis bas chamesh v'chayevis. It's a garment with five corners and z'mechayim and tzitzis. So here you have an angle, a corner, that's not 90 degrees anymore. Now it's a 45 degree. And we're saying, okay, so you have five corners. And it still needs tzitzis on four of the five corners. Mishnah Berurah Sivka Vav. Echad ba'alachson. You cut it on the angle. Hu adin imchotach shtei knafas ba'alachson. It could be the same if I took two corners and did this cut. Nasas ba'al shesh. Now it has six corners, 6 points. Sivka Zayin ba'alas chamesh. If I cut one corner on the hypotenuse of the center, center of the corner, so now I have five. V'cheinim hoyle techila shalosh. What if I only had three corners to begin with? V'chotach kanaf v'chas v'shnayim. I take one of the corners and cut it in two. Then nasas ba'as arba v'cheres tzitzis. Now it has four corners and needs tzitzis. V'chzerach shetiyach hatich gedol v'nikas. The cut has to be large and noticeable. V'ayim pima god. If you look at pima god, Shukosov, he writes, the dark and chotach mixas me ha-beged ashad is a near oisa ha-mokim kishnei karnayim. You have to cut not just the corner, it has to go into the garment. That's clear that you have two corners there, 2 points. But if I didn't really cut, just I take a knife and make a cut, a small cut into it, and it opens the two flaps. That's not called four. Ache roiv pesuach, unless it's all the way up the majority. Because the kamam sif zayin, like we say in sif zayin.
Same halacha,
so, like Mafis Persa. It's got to be very noticeable. In fact, if you look in the Ber Halacha on this din, yesh lo arba v'chotach echa v'alachson. V'o adinim osim yisholosh k'nos arba v'n zek k'moshkos lechem moshu, or if you had three and you make it to four. V'ay memorot chen nitfesim agos v'moshe k'os lechor nir v'sarach shirk al kapon hefzik ben shtei akronos shalosh espos. There should be a three etzba space between the corners, which is half a tefach, or more than half a tefach, three espos, it's four espos to tefach, so it's 3/4 of a tefach. It should be a noticeable space between it. So getting back to the question, does the corner have to be 90 degrees? You see here, Clara, the corner does not have to be 90 degrees. But this concern is that you should notice it, there should be clearly an identifiable separate corner, whether you're cutting far into the garment, not just a little bit on the corner, like the Mishnah Berurah says, or the way the Ber Halacha is bringing, there should be a space between the two corners. That's very noticeable as two distinct corners.
Yeah. I don't think it's coming 90 degrees. I think a corner is coming to a point. How round does it have to be?
As the point of corner is the point you're saying.
Yeah, how round does it have to be?
As opposed to round.
To mess up the things
right.
that's on it.
Right. I think that's correct. I want to learn about that too. We'll talk about how rounded you need to make it to be called round. Se'if Gimel. Kafal Karnos Talisai Ukesharm Otafarim. If he folded the corners and tied a knot, or he sewed it, the doma kila kits on the ena knuffa, so it's as if you cut it off and there's no corner anymore. Afal pikin lo nifta. That doesn't remove the obligation of tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah Simchan Ches lo nifta. It doesn't remove the obligation. Why not? The ilo mi boile haknafayim. If you really didn't want those corners, lifsuk, cut it off, velishte, and throw it away. He didn't do that. He pulled it up and tied a knot in it, or he sewed it. Elevadi the sofala hatasphere. Clearly his intent is to unsew it, to open up the threads or to untie the knot. Hilkach nechshav ke'ilik vahitir hatfiyos. So we look at it as if you already did untie it, or you already did take out the thread, the stitches. Vachayres betzitzis, and need tzitzis. When we term it for this reason, yuchal ha'atel at ha'tzitzis be'kefi, you can even put the tzitzis on it when it's folded up. Ach lamata mikesho agudo. So af lamata mikesho agudo, even if it's less than the space of the agudo, it's a few centimeters, the thickness of the thumb, in kesho yispashet yilamal mikesho agudo, as long as when it's unfolded, it's higher than that. The halacha is that the tzitzis strings cannot be on the edge of the garment. It has to be on the garment. So there's a certain distance that we want, I believe it's from the top of the thumb to the first joint, the space off the bottom of the garment into the baguette on both sides. We make the measure from the length to the width. You have to move away from the edges, that the tzitzis are on the garment, not on the edge of the garment. But if I fold up the edge, so now I'm making my tzitzis on the, as it's folded, it's right near the edge. So we don't care, because when you unfold it, it won't be right on the edge. When you unfold it, it's going to be on the garment itself. Now this is when you fold it and sew it, rounding off the corner. But what if I fold it and sew it on a square? So even now, in the sewed up state, it's got a corner. The Levush and Magen Avraham say, I could put the tzitzis right on the fold. Even if it's more than three etzba'os, three fingers from the edge, which is on the other edge, extreme, too far from the edge. Because once I sewed it up, it's no longer more than three fingers from the edge. Like if you fold the talus, that sewing helps. On the minimum edge, it has to be at least this goydel length away from the edge. But if it's more than three etzbos from the edge, now it's too far. That's not al kanaf either. So there's like this window of space between the kesher goydel and three etzbos. So now he's asking the reverse scenario. If I fold up, let's say this is too long. So I fold it up and I sew it across and it's a square. So I put scissors on the corner after it's folded up. And really, it's more than three etzbos from the original length, but it's not more than three etzbos from the folded length. So he says that's fine, because in this scenario, we look at the stitches as if it's permanent, and this is the talus now, it's a new talus. The rabbim cholkin al zeh, many disagree with this psak. L'sfilei hold the gam ezelam hayatfir, that even when you fold it into a ribua, into a square, the stitching is irrelevant because you didn't cut it off, so obviously you intend to take out the seam eventually. Vashani he disavav, the case of sifav is different. Demar shekafla kula, you folded the whole thing. V'chein derech malbush, that's how you wear it. As opposed to this case, so kafla bak mitzvah, I think you only folded some of the garment. So if you pull up some of the garment and it's just the corners that you're removing and you tie it or sew it, they're saying that's meaningless. If you did the whole thing and made a square of it, that's this machlekes. Some say that's legitimately sewn shorter and you treat it like a new garment of that length. And others disagree, no, even in this case, if you really meant to shorten it, you would have cut off the excess and just sewn a hem. And the fact you didn't, the stitching is going to come out and you have to deal with it as if it's not there. See if Dalit. Talus shall beged u kenefer shall or. If the talus is cloth, but the corners are leather, chayevis, it needs tzitzis. He shall or confess shall beg it if the garment is leather and the corners are cloth, but tur does not need tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah of Kontes shall beg it the chuvah. The pasuk asher techaseh bo. We're dealing with a garment that you cover yourself in. The ein adam miskas el beker habeged. You cover yourself in the main body of the garment. That's what you look at. You don't look at the corner. You look at the actual garment. V'afilu mekam habeged kulu agul. For instance, I see the whole garment that you cover yourself is round. V'ein shem knaf. There's absolutely no corner. Rak shemechubar meilov knaf v'shalor. Then you make a frame around it that comes to a corner on each side. That's leather. Chayiv, in these tzitzis. The barasur ikra begazin, you go by the actual garment. The majority of the garment is material. So even though the garment itself is rounded, but the garment is mechuyim in tzitzis because I look at the ikra of the garment. The garment is cloth, and the mice, there are four corners. So you have a cloth garment with four corners, give it tzitzis. Sifkanyan, ukenefer shal or, the corners are leather. Ruhu adin, the same is true if the majority of the talus is cloth and the rest leather. It's also chayev. We give a case that everything is cloth except the corners. It doesn't have to be the everything. It could be the majority. It goes by rove.
Yeah,
if rove is cloth, it's mechuyim and tzitzis. Sifkan yin aleph. But if the beged is leather, ukenefer shal beged, and the corners are cloth, then it's potter. Or if the majority of the garment is leather. Even if in the minority, there is already a shear of talus. It doesn't need tzitzis. Since the main garment is not a beged, it's leather. You can't say al-kafe b'gdehem. The or potter, I feel you have to understand, leather is exempt even midrabon. There's no tzitzis on leather. It's not at all beged. If you had a talus and the outer layer was wool or material and beneath it is sewn a lining of leather, kayevis, in yitzitzis. If the outer part is leather and the inside lining is material, patura. What's underneath the lining is considered an insignificant part compared to the part above, which is the ikar habeged, which we had before also in yesterday. We said this distinction that whatever's on the outside is the ikar, and what's underneath is insignificant. Se'if hey, hayula shalosh kinafos, va'asabahem shalosh tzitzios. Let's say you had three corners. And you put on tzitzis on the three corners. The shavasal kanafer vi, then you make a fourth corner. Vasa gambo tzitzis, and you put tzitzis on the fourth corner. That's psula, that's no good. Because when you made the three corners of tzitzis, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. And now, when the tzitzis are there, you create the fourth corner. That's the equivalent of putting schach up and then putting up the walls afterwards. So that you can't do. That was made by psula. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Yud Beis Shalosh Kanafos. Afilu imitchila hayla abba kanafos and tzitzis. Even if you had four corners with tzitzis, va'achach nechtach kanaf echad v'nasa agol. Then you take a corner and you cut it off and you make it round. Asha osah kanaf tikan achakach. Even if I fix that corner afterwards, mikol mokam elu hagimot tzitzis v'meil nisbatlu. The three tzitzis made before are bottle. You'd have to untie them and make them again. You'd have to undo them and make them again. So, if you have three kanafos and you make tzitzis on them, it doesn't have to be even three. Where the majority is psul. That means you made three sets of strings before you had the fourth corner. Even if I made one knot on one corner, then I do the make it four corners. That kesh is puzzle. So you have to undo it, untie it, and retie it. So it's not pshat because I have three that are puzzle. Now I have to undo it. Even if I have one knot of one corner, I have to redo it. Zivkon Yudam Shum Tassel and also something to say. Tichsiv the pasuk Gedilim Tassel Lecho Alaba Kanfas Vegomer. You have to make the Gedilim. Mashish Yuv Hakanafas Asuyas Arba Koydim Shnasat Tzitzis. You should have four corners before you have the Tzitzis. Lo Shnasat Tzitzis Kedakonfas. You don't want the Tzitzis before the corners. Vale Tassel and also Yipsum. That's Tassel and also is possible. I can't serve the hatim lachsel koshmas. You have to untie them and retie them. The dafka hashosh tzitzis rishonim asiyasam epsul. Now this is the first three that are psul. Our tzitzis also beknaf for a vias and serve the hatir. In other words, he had three corners and he puts tzitzis on them. Then he makes a fourth corner and puts tzitzis on the fourth corner. So we're saying the first three have to come off and be redone, but the fourth doesn't have to be undone. That was done properly. The psul of the first three does not encroach on the fourth corner to pass the fourth corner. The fact that the first three apostles does not pass on the fourth was done on a beggar, the four corners. And Mela, that's not a problem of Tassel and Asui, and all you have to do is fix the first three that were done by psul.